Dear Lord, I would ask that you would have your hand upon Bob's wife right now, Beth. Have your hand upon Jane. Lord, as horrible this is, what a beautiful moment, God, that Jane would be able to be with her father during a time like this. God, we thank you for life. We thank you for who you are. We worship you. We thank you. In your precious name, we pray as a church. Amen. Jane, we love you. Bob, we love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Call us if you need anything, okay?
Yep, I will.
All right. Bob's going to heaven, amen? Amen. Amen. Apologize. Who's ready to have church? This is what it's all about. Amen. Brother.
Good morning, church. Welcome home. It did take a while, 4 months to be exact. But man, does it feel good to be back. So before we get started this morning, just a reminder that we all need to wear a mask at all times, unless, of course, you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing one. We ask that you please keep 6 feet between households, and we do have hand sanitizer available along some of the walls. So please utilize those on your way out. And we are going to be refraining from any sort of physical contact. So no handshaking, no hugging. But of course, once you guys leave the building, I can't tell you what to do. So so that is up to you. So if you guys want to stand with me very quickly here. So if you want to look to your left, wave to everybody, say good morning, say welcome back. And if you want to turn to your right and say good morning to those people, this is going to be our new normal as far as greetings go. So folks, if you'll remain standing with me right now, we're going to have Miss Ann Black lead us in the national anthem.
Oh. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Very beautiful. Thank you, Anne. So folks, we're going to move into just a couple of announcements really quickly. First off, Miss Sharon Mandolin, if you can stay standing, I think I see you in the back. Folks, if we can all turn around and say happy birthday to Miss Sharon. Today is her birthday. All right. Folks, the church offices are going to remain closed, and that's going to stay in effect through the month of July. So offices will not be opening until August. We're going to be having our weekly prayer meeting on Zoom tomorrow, Monday night, at 7 p.m. So we are changing the time. Make sure you mark that down. It's going to be at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and we're going to be sending an email out with the link. So keep an eye out for that, and make sure to join us. Teens, this Wednesday night is going to be the weekly youth group meeting on Zoom. So we're going to be sending an email out with that link as well. Keep your eyes open. That'll be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Church, how many of you guys have missed the great food that we always share together? So as many of you know, Pastor Carlos, with the help of so many people, have put on a church barbecue for Independence Day over the last couple of years. Our pastor is not going to let COVID stop that this year. So we are going to be celebrating Independence Day as a church. And as you can imagine, this year it's going to be done a little bit differently. So we're going to be doing it social distancing style. So Pastor Carlos is going to be barbecuing from his house, and we are going to be serving food drive-through style. So that's going to be happening today from 4 to 7. If you'd like to stop by his house and get a plate of delicious barbecue, just reach out to either Pastor or his wife, Ricky, and they'll be sure to give you their address and get a head count to make sure that we have plenty of food. You can reach Pastor Carlos at cgarcia@homechurchnv.org, or you can reach Ricky at rgarcia@homechurchnv.org. So this barbecue is from Home Church to each and every one of you. All right, we have any kids in the house? I see some kids over here. I know I got my kids over here. Guys, we haven't forgot about you. We have a very special treat for you. So while there is no Sunday school or nursery, we thought that we would bring you guys the next best thing. So if you guys will, please welcome Miss Anita.
Different, definitely for me. I'm not a microphone person. I'm usually right down and close with the kids. And I miss you guys. That's been the hardest part for me, is not having my kids and my hugs. But we're going to be just fine, and I'm going to take this mask off while I'm up here so I can talk a little easier. Okay, does everybody remember the story of David, little David, and his five stones? And the one stone that it took to kill the giant Goliath? Well, I just wanted to remind you that David was a shepherd boy. He was just a little young kid. He wasn't an adult. He was a young boy. And he was in charge of his father's sheep. He had to protect them from wild animals. Because you know what? A sheep was yummy food for a wild animal. Now, David, as young as he was and as little as he was, he killed a lion trying to protect his sheep. And that's what a shepherd does. He keeps them all together. He had to count them, and he made sure that none of them got lost. David called God his good shepherd because he knew that God loved him and wanted to take care of him. Now, once David said he was going to be brave and go out and take care of that giant, King Saul said, David, come on over here. I want to give you all of my armor. I want to give you my helmet, and I want to give you my sword. But poor little David, that helmet probably covered his whole face. His armor that went on his chest probably weighed him down, and the sword was probably as big as he was. David said, no thanks, I can't even walk with this on. He said, I have plenty of faith in God. He will take care of it. After the giant died, King Saul was so happy with David, he invited him to come and live at the palace. Later, little David became King David. And while he was at the palace, he wrote songs. He played his harp. Saul was really impressed with him. But David loved writing songs. And in our Bibles, in the book of Psalm, David wrote those. He loved showing God how much he loved him. One of the favorite chapters is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It was written by King David as a joyful way of telling others what God meant to him. David's shepherd, David's God, and our good shepherd are both the same God. He is still here, he is still protecting us, and he still loves us. So kids and adults, always remember that God loves you and he's there for you. And kids, watch your mailboxes this week.
All right, thank you, Miss Anita. We appreciate everything that you're doing for our children's ministry and for the kids. I know my kids enjoy getting those special letters in the mail, so thank you very much. Church, we're now ready to move into a time of giving and worship. So we want to thank all of those who have been faithful in your tithes and offerings. Just so you know, we're not going to be passing the offering baskets around this morning. So we ask that you please give online if you're able to. For any of you who do have an offering this morning, we actually installed a box right back here on your way out. You can just go ahead and drop your tithes and offerings in there for us. And if you're listening from home, again, we ask that you would continue to give online or mail in a check. And we just thank you for your faithfulness and for honoring God during this time. Church, let's bow our heads and pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning to praise you and to thank you for the opportunity that we have to be back together in your house, Lord. And Lord, we ask your protection upon us this morning during this time of celebration and thanksgiving. For those who are not able to be with us here this morning, Lord, we just ask that you have your hand of protection upon those individuals, upon their houses. We come to you this morning, Lord, with a servant's hearts, showing our love and our faithfulness to you as we collect our tithes. Bless these offerings that we bring to you, Lord. Multiply them and use them to further the work of your kingdom. Father God, you are holy. You are worthy of all of our praises, Lord. We ask this morning that you fill this building and each of the houses where our listeners are worshiping you this morning, God. Make your presence known to us and prepare our hearts to receive your word. Lord, we thank you for our pastor. We ask that you anoint his words and the message that he's about to share with us this morning, Lord. Let this message speak to us. Let it move in our hearts. We thank you for everyone who is here, who is tuned in with us on our podcast from home, Lord. Bless this time that we get to share together this morning as a family. I pray this in your powerful name. Amen.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died Lord, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Thank you, Ron. That was awesome. I'm so glad not to be in my living room this morning. You have no idea. I'm so glad to see all of you, even if it's just a few of you. You just turn your hearts to worship with us.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord.
tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the
King of endless worth, no one
would express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song is much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all
Father, your name is worthy to be praised. We thank you for everything you have done for us. We thank you for the opportunity, the moment we had earlier with Jane and her father. We thank you for all those who are here today and all those who couldn't make it, who are here with us in spirit. We lift up all those brothers and sisters, mothers, daughters, and fathers who need you in their life right now. And we ask and intercede for those who need healing, for those who need breakthrough in their body, in their life, addictions and habits that need to be broken this morning. You can do that in Jesus' name. We also pray and uplift those who don't know you. Remind them right now of your love and who you are. Lord, we have faith this morning that you're going to answer these prayers. We give you praise and we give you the glory ahead of time, because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshiped, Lord. Bless this time. May this word be an encouragement to all of us this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. Amen. Can we give a hand to our worship team and Ron and Ann? Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know the team and Josh appreciate your prayers as he's healing. For those who've been wondering how he's doing, he's doing good. And so he should be with us in the next few weeks. So we want to give God and all the praise and glory for that. Real quick, we want to give a quick shout out to all those who couldn't make it this morning. They're listening on the podcast. We say good morning. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. And also we want to give a shout out to all those who are in the overflow room. Look at that camera, church. Turn around. Look at the camera. Say hi, everybody. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We are with you in spirit. Amen. Revelations chapter 4, verses 11. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4, verses 11. We'll get there in a little bit. Someone very dear to me asked me a question. And I've asked this question too, okay? So there's no judgment here. But they asked, they said, is it worth it? And as we were talking about the kingdom of God and living for God, and is it just me and her that have had those moments? Who here has ever said, is it worth it? Let's be honest, right? Is it worth it? Is it worth the sacrifice? Is it worth the trouble, the trial? And may I add, like many of us, they've been going through some tough times. Pastor Carlos, is it worth it? Every time I pray, she says it. It seems like my prayers leave my mouth but never touch heaven. Nothing's happening. Pastor Carlos, is it worth it? I responded with three words. Three words. And no, it's not. It's worth it. That would have been the easy thing to say, even though it is worth it. But I took it a little deeper. There was a video that our district superintendent showed us a while ago, and it spoke to me deeply. And I'll never forget the title of the song. And my response to her was, is he worthy? Is he worthy? Worthy, that word worthy. There's a lot of definitions of this word worthy, but what does worthy mean to you? Is he worthy? So I want to show you this video, and while this is playing, I pray it speak to you during whatever you're going through right now in life. Whatever that is, something that maybe no one knows about, something that maybe your spouse knows about, is he worthy? So if we can get the lights and please. Let's see if Superwoman Amen. Can we hear it for the pastor's wife? Amen. Y'all think I'm the pastor? We really know what's going on here. Amen. Glory. Glory. Thank you for your patience, folks. Maybe we can just go to the actual... Amen. So who, with a lift of hands, because there's a few people that just text me, and I wish I could see all those in the gym. But who here, if not, it's okay. I just want to make sure. There's a few people here. Again, if you haven't texted me, please let me know. It's going to be some good food. We got not just hamburgers and hot dogs, but tri-tip. And I got a lot of it. Okay? So if you don't come and get the tri-tip, you're just going to see a different pastor next week. All right? So... Maybe we can just actually go to the...
Blessing and honor and glory. Is he worthy?
I want to tell you a story about a man in 1871 who was a lawyer, and he took a lot of his money and purchased a property in Chicago, and there it was a fire. It was called the Great Chicago Fire, and it burned up all his property. He not only lost pretty much all his property, but all his savings. It was a very devastating time for this man. Later on that year, he lost his son to scarlet fever. And so he's having a bad year. And in 2 years later, in 1873, that happened in 1871. In 1873, he decided to send his wife and his four daughters on a family vacation. So he sent them to England. And not only to go on vacation, but go see D.L. Moody. The story says that they were friends. They knew each other. And so he goes to see, he sends his wife and their daughters. And the ship they were on collided with another ship, and his four daughters died. And his wife, when she got to England, she just said, "Saved alone." That's all it read, was "saved alone." And so he decided to go right away to go see his wife. And he went to England. And so when he got on the ship and he was in the area where his daughters passed away, the sailors said, "This is about where your daughters died, and they're probably in the ship beneath us right here. So he's at that very spot, and he writes a poem. He writes this poem. Here's what the poem said. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. What he is saying is something I pray to have. What he is saying is something I pray our church have. What he's saying is, God, regardless of what happens in my life, the struggles, the hurts, I've learned that you have, Lord, my best interest at heart. And whatever you say is okay to happen to me, it is well with my soul. It saddens me because, including myself, many times wanting to quit, leave church, into painting, getting upset at God, God's people, when things don't go the way we want them to go, challenging moments, times of frustration. And I got to go back to, is he worthy? Times of difficulty, I have to remind myself in giving God praise and glory, and knowing he is worthy, even when things aren't going the way I want them to go. That was the first part of the poem. Here's the other part. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. We must come to a place of, regardless what happens in our life, the good, the bad, to be able to be in those moments and say, he's worthy. He's worthy. Revelations 4:11. Let's read together, church, if we could. All those who are maybe listening to the podcast, read with us. We're going to read as a church. And all those who are in the overflow room, read with us this morning. Starting in verse 11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Here's what that means. God created us to give him what? Glory. God created us for relationship, but that our life would give him glory, that we would give him praise. And I asked myself, does my life give him glory? Does my life show the world? Do I give him praise? Do I? I might not know what's going on in your life this morning. What's frustrating you? What's irritating you? But my prayer is that God, through his Holy Spirit, would give you the ability to look past the circumstances in our life and understand that no matter what happens, that God is worthy to be praised. I look at our church and I see a lot of people who have gone through a lot of hard things, a lot of hard times. You're like, does he know? I'm the pastor, I know. No, but I know we've gone through a lot of hard things, and I know there are things you've gone through. But what an amazing thing to say that you're still here. Amen. We're still here. By God's grace, we're still here. because he is worthy. And there is a difference between praise and worship. That was one of the questions that they asked me when I first came here years ago. Do you know the difference between praise and worship? And there's a lot of different, I mean, you can go forever. But this morning, if you want to write this down, this might help you personally, like it's helped me through my walk with God. There is a difference between praise and worship. So praise is when you tell somebody about God. Who here can testify and tell someone about Jesus, amen, about all the good thing he has done for you. Praise is about telling someone about God. Somebody say, praise is about God. Praise is about God. Worship is when you talk to God about what he's done for you. When you worship him, you're saying, God, thank you for what you've done for me. So praise is when you talk about God, and worship is when you talk to God. So I want to give you four reasons. Maybe two. Let's see how much time we have. I want to give you four reasons on why we should worship God. Psalms 18:3. Write this verse down. Psalms 18:3. We're going to read right now. I'll just read it. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. So my first point is he is worthy to be praised. Very simple. He is worthy to be praised. And what makes him worthy? I like what it says right here. He saves me from my enemies. Who here can testify this morning that God has saved them from the enemy that wanted your soul? Amen. He saves me from my enemies. Number two, Psalms 152. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Here's the second thing we need to praise him for. His mighty acts and his greatness. I can say this morning without a shadow of a doubt, I know I can say it. I don't even know. People listening to this podcast right now that I've never met, I know I can say that God has done something for you that nobody else could have done. Praise him for his mighty acts. Friends couldn't have done it. The bank couldn't have done it. The doctors couldn't have done it. But God did. Amen. You can go back and look back on your life and say, that was God. That coincidence? No. That was God. So we want to praise him because he is worthy, his mighty acts, his greatness. Number three, Psalms 22, verse 3. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Some would say we're the spiritual Israel. That is us. Enthroned in the praises of Israel, of his children. God inhabits the praises of his people. He lives in it. He loves it. When there's no praise, when there's no worship, and I'm not just saying singing, church. I'm not just saying we got to sing from the top of our lungs. Because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of shouting going on, but I'm not sure if the Lord is there. When we're obedient, when no one is watching, and we're all alone, our obedience to him, our worship, our praise, we're speaking about him. It says right now, he's enthroned. The text says he's enthroned. When you and I praise him, it means he comes and he takes a seat. That's like, I'll just give you a visual. When I was reading this, I just got excited. It's nothing crazy, but we got church, all right? We got a crazy world that we're living in right now. All this madness going on. How many of you know we need unity, amen? We need God. God's walking through and he hears the praises. He hears the worship. He hears his name being glorified. What does he come and do? He comes and takes a seat. What an amazing thing that is, that God would even come to this house and sit with us. Because when God comes and takes a seat, miracles happen. Breakthrough happens. Fear is gone. Healing. Let's name it, folks. What else? Unity. You're preaching my sermon, brother. Let's hold on. Deliverance. When he comes and he takes a seat, the possibilities are endless. I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I can't help but not worship. I can't help but not want to praise him. Amen? I just can't help it. Yes, I've got challenges. Yes, there's still problems. Don't ask my wife. Yes, I'm not perfect. Yes, I get frustrated. Yes, there might seem like times there's no way out. Yes, I might have a really bad day, but at the end of the day, is he still worthy? He is. Is it worth it? Is he worthy? He is. Number four. First Peter, we're going to go to First Peter, chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. But you are a chosen generation. Man, I love that. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 10, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So number four, he called us out of darkness into his light. When I'm praising God, I'm not just thinking of the goodness of Jesus. I'm going to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Because once I was blind, but now I see. Once I was lost, but now I am found. He is worthy. If nothing else, if I didn't get nothing else, he took me out of darkness and brought me into the light. At the end of the day, or at the end of our life, whenever that day is, you have to ask yourself, was he worthy? Is he worthy? Because if he's not, we're all just wasting our time. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our trust and our obedience? If we could please show that video again. Before we do, I want to read a poem by Elizabeth Elliot. He said, God, actually it's a quote, God is God. Because he's God, he is worthy of my trust and obedience. I will find rest nowhere but in his holy will that is unspeakably beyond my largest notions of what he is up to. Because what we have planned, sometimes God has bigger plans. And as long as we're in his will, right? There's been many times I've wanted just, some of you already know, I can't. And by God's grace, somebody said, did God tell you to go? Or is that just your emotion? Did God tell you to jump? Or is that just... If God told you, obey. If he didn't, stay in your place like Jesus did when he was crying out to the Father and there was no response. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Church, I want to say this morning, he is. We show that video one more time, please.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? He is.
Got a message that really it just reads what an honor it was that Bob's Christian family got to walk him home and hand him off to Jesus. May I say, if something was to happen to me, I would want you to interrupt service too to lead me home. I don't know that I've ever felt so clearly that Jesus was standing and waiting for someone. You know, there's a lot of people we've lost in life. And I just want to remind you, those hard times, remind yourself, is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is. There might be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Before we end church, you just sing with me. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Bear heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you for this church. I thank you for this family. Lord, I would just ask your hand be upon Jane and her mother and father right now. And we'd also ask the God that you would have your hand upon those right now who maybe don't know you. If you're listening right now, I would encourage you to give Jesus your life. Ask him into your heart. Maybe if you're not a part of a church family, that you would come, and if you have any questions, you can call. But Lord, I would just ask God that your blessing be upon each and every one of us as we dismiss. And no matter good or bad, Lord, that you would remind us that you are worthy. You've done enough, Lord. You don't need to do any more. But, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in years to come. We give you the praise and the glory ahead of time. Bless us as we dismiss this morning. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, church. Have a happy 4th of July weekend. Amen. Amen. Thank you.